the big political races in New Hampshire this year are close. That's according to the latest rounds of polling, hence another packed week of New Hampshire politics. And HPR's Josh Rogers joins me now with a roundup. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
Neck and neck poll numbers, or at least something close to that, mean a lot of time and money being spent in the ground here. What are we seeing?
Well, we could also start with who we're seeing. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in state Tuesday to stump for Ovid LaMontagne. Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan will be here tomorrow. So, too, will Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. They'll be at the Republican convention and also stumping for Mitt Romney. Next week, Bill Clinton returns to campaign for President Obama. And, you know, there's also a lot of money flowing into New Hampshire on ads and organizing in the federal races, but also in the New Hampshire governor's race, where it seems likely that outside groups, particularly the Democratic and Republican governors associations, may outspend the candidates. We're talking a couple million dollars for Republicans and for Democrats there.
Now, speaking of the congressional races, a week ago, Vice President Biden was in New Hampshire, and that led to an incident that's playing out in the 2nd District.
Yes, a Custer cam, as some call it. What happened is this: a video cam wielding tracker working for Charlie Bass's campaign approached Andy Custer after the vice president's rally at the State House. Custer was walking from the event and in the middle of what appears to be a private conversation. What the tape shows is the cameraman repeatedly saying Annie to Custer as he pointed a camera at her at close range. And I don't know, why don't we listen to the rest?
Annie.
Hi.
Hey, can I get the camera back? Are you kidding me? I'm not trying to harass you.
Okay. I'll call Charlie, and I'll tell him when you can have the camera back. F him.
Okay, this tape was first made public by New Hampshire Journal. It's a blog run by some Republican operatives. And these video trackers are, this is a common tactic used to make hay for campaigns. What was the response from the Custer campaign and then from Charlie Bass's campaign?
Well, Custer says what the tape doesn't show is that the tracker had hounded her for a while. And she suggests she ultimately grabbed the camera because it was going to hit her in the face. If you watch the tape, I'm not sure that's exactly what the tape shows, but I wasn't there. The Bass campaign, meanwhile, notes that Custer deploys trackers herself. The bottom line is that, as you know, all candidates have to deal with trackers, and sometimes those trackers get aggressive. Grabbing their camera is probably not advisable, and I don't think I'd be surprised if we see that tape ending up in an ad.
Now, earlier this afternoon, the New Hampshire Attorney General's office asked the New Hampshire Supreme Court to appeal a Superior Court ruling on a bill that would have required students to establish New Hampshire as their domicile, to register cars and so forth, in order to vote in the state. What are you watching on that front?
Well, the Attorney General's office filed both a reconsideration in Stratford County Superior Court and also a straight appeal with the New Hampshire Supreme Court. You know, the New Hampshire House is also working on this. They've filed its own motion to intervene and reconsider, and also an appeal with the Supreme Court, asking some of the same things as the Attorney General's office. House Speaker Bill O'Brien, you may recall, blasted the ruling when it came down, calling it judicial activism of the worst sort, among other things. And one thing his motions do is ask the courts to more fully consider the legislative intent of the measure and the legislative history on the topic. Secretary of State Bill Gardner has also suggested that Judge Lewis, who ruled in this case in Stratford County, perhaps didn't give that enough weight. The plaintiffs in this case, meanwhile, several college students, the League of Women Voters, and the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union say the bottom line is that this new law would place an unfair burden on students and that this bill was an attempt to suppress voting. So I guess we'll leave it with the judges.
And tomorrow you'll be heading to the state Republican convention. I expect you're expecting a busy day.
A long day, Brady. And for the classic reason, conventions last a long time, a spat over the platform. In this case, whether the Republican platform is specific enough on abortion and life issues, the new platform calls for supporting, quote, the unborn child's fundamental right to life and to implement all possible legal protections. What it doesn't do is call for a human life amendment to the U.S. Constitution or weigh in on partial birth abortion, judges who respect traditional family values, et cetera. And that's enraged some activists. Former Republican gubernatorial candidate Karen Testament, for example, has called for GOP Chairman Wayne McDonald to resign over this. That's not going to happen. But it's worth noting that the platform has been trimmed back, you know, by almost half in terms of word count from that the Republicans adopted 2 years ago. So, you know, there are going to be some amendments offered on the floor. It's awfully hard to predict how these things go until you get in the room. So I think it will be a long day at Pinkerton Academy. Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker is going to be keynoting. And before the convention kicks off, Paul Ryan will be holding forth in the fieldhouse at Pinkerton. So it will be very busy.
All right. Lots for us to check back in with you on. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Brady.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers. You can find all of our election 2012 coverage at our website, nhpr.org.